as you taught. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, once again for giving us the experience of limitless unity and diversity. Thank you.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you, Govind Prabhu, for your wonderful offering. You always bring a unique point and unique angle to Srila Prabhupada's wonderful contribution in our life. At this point, I would like to call upon His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj to kindly make his offering to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyate Shatarine Bancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patithanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare I am very grateful for the sincere words of devotion and gratitude that have been spoken by all of the previous speakers, and sincerely grateful to each and every one of you, wherever you may be, for being with us today. Today, the most auspicious day of the appearance of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Vyas Puja, is being celebrated by millions of people in all parts of the world. I'm just thinking back to this day in 1965. Srila Prabhupada was all alone on the cargo ship Jaladuta. He was just near the coast of Cochin on the western part of India. He had nothing. He had no one. He left Sri Vrindavan Dham on the order of his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, to bring the glories of Krishna, the glories of pure devotional service to the Western world and actually to the whole world. But here he was, just a few days before he had his heart attacks. His birthday took place when he was just sitting alone. No one even knew he was on that ship except a few people. And then he crossed the oceans and the continents, and he came to the United States, New York, and struggled with nothing. In fact, it was years in India previous to coming to the West that he struggled with practically no external results. But now his beautiful samadhi in Vrindavan, his magnificent Pushpa Samadhi in Mayapur, his Vyasa San in the very center of hundreds and hundreds of temples on every continent on earth, his photo on the altar of millions of people in their homes, his books, hundreds of millions have been distributed. I am remembering a particular lecture Srila Prabhupada gave in 1968 in Seattle, Washington, where he was explaining how his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, was appearing to him in dreams. Srila Prabhupada said at that time he was in household life. He was taking care of children, wife, business. And in these recurring dreams, his Guru Maharaj would call him to become a sannyasi so he could spread Lord Chaitanya's message throughout the world. And at this time, Srila Prabhupada, you could hear in his voice, he was crying, choked up, crying. He said, "My Guru Maharaj, he saved me from material existence. He tore me out of this material world." And then Srila Prabhupada, he spoke to the few devotees that there were there in 1968. He said, "But see how Krishna reciprocates. I had three children," Prabhupada said, "and now I have over 300 children. Just see how Krishna has reciprocated." And Srila Prabhupada was with such divine sincerity thanking all of his children for assisting him in carrying out the mission of his Guru Maharaj. Today, Srila Prabhupada has hundreds and hundreds and thousands of children. And Srila Prabhupada, as was said, in a very personal way, is thanking us for any efforts we make to assist him. His gratitude is such an example of what Vaishnavism truly is. Srila Prabhupada, such a liberated personality from the spiritual world, from his earliest childhood, he was worshipping Sri Sri Radha Govinda. He was conducting Rathayatras as a Grihastha in the Gaudiya Math. He was given the exalted title of Bhaktivedanta, for his incredible knowledge of the scriptures, of the essence of all Vedanta, which is bhakti, for his incredible, wonderful kirtans, for his total dedication. Srila Prabhupada, such an extraordinary person, but yet he's crying, saying, "My Guru Maharaj saved me from material existence." It's that type of humility and gratitude that was at the very core of his heart in relationship to his spiritual master in Sri Sri Radha Krishna. That is so much how the message and the grace of the Lord has come to all of us. When Srila Prabhupada wrote that he was a puppet in the hands of Krishna, just wants to dance according to how Krishna makes him dance. In his diary on Jaladuta, he wrote, "In deep separation, that I am feeling so far from my home in Vrindavan, Radha Damodar, Radha Govinda, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Gopinath, so far. And I'm missing them so much. But I am here because this is the order of my spiritual master and the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Srila Prabhupada, his heart was so grateful. And in bhakti, dedication is not just about a theoretical, intellectual, or emotional commitment to something. In bhakti, dedication is rooted in our deep gratitude, in the humility of our gratitude for receiving the blessings, the grace, the mercy of our spiritual masters and Krishna. That's who Srila Prabhupada is forever. Srila Prabhupada, he signed that beautiful poem, "An Insignificant Beggar." And even when he was the acharya of a worldwide movement, where every day tremendous successes were coming and tremendous challenges as well, he was always in that mood, insignificant beggar in his heart. Even when receiving glorious Guru Pujas or Vyas Pujas, he was expressing his gratitude. And the dedication that is born of one who is grateful for the gift of bhakti that they receive, that dedication is the wonderful truth that Krishna manifests himself through to the world. Srila Prabhupada, although he worked so hard, it was practically effortless. Although he was struggling in so many ways with his health, with oppositions, with poverty, with disciples who were making mistakes, even those struggles seemed quite effortless in the spirit that he would never give up. there was Maya could not provide an excuse for him to give up because he was so deeply grateful to his Guru Maharaj, so deeply grateful to the previous acharyas of Parampara, so deeply grateful for Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. And he established temples of Gaur-Nitai throughout the world. Previous to Srila Prabhupada, outside of Bengal and Odisha, hardly anyone, even in India, knew about Lord Chaitanya, what to speak of Lord Nityananda or the Panchatattva. But now, everywhere, Srila Prabhupada's gratitude was to give his guru and to give Krishna to everyone. And as our acharya, he showed us how. When he wrote that beautiful poem to his Guru Maharaj for the Vyas Puja, this was sometime around 1930 in Mumbai. And Srila Prabhupada wrote, "Absolute is sentient, thou hast proved. Impersonal calamity, thou have removed." Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he appreciated that so much. He would read it to people, all sorts of people, devotees, dignitaries, because Srila Prabhupada was bhava grahi. His love for his Guru Maharaj, his gratitude to his Guru Maharaj, enabled him, empowered him to understand the very essence of the heart of his Guru Maharaj. And he was presenting this personal conception of the absolute truth. And Srila Prabhupada proved it not only in his poem, not only in his books, but in his life. Because personalism is the very core of Vaishnav philosophy and the core of Vaishnav culture. How much Srila Prabhupada emphasized Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayora Dasa Dasa Dasanudas, to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord of the Gopis. This Gopi Bhartur Padakamala, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is bringing us to this stage of the ultimate perfection of liberation. The absolute truth, who is the supreme personality of Godhead, who is the Lord of the Gopis. Krishna's relationship with the Gopis is the deepest personal exchange of love. It's the highest in the sense that every other type of love in all of existence, in its purest state, is included in the love of the Gopis. And the nature of the love of the Gopis is every Gopi is assisting Srimati Radharani, who is Krishna's supreme beloved, assisting her are the Sakis, assisting them are the Manjaris, Goloka Vrindavan in its highest, sweetest, purest state, everyone is the servant of the servant of the servant. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught through his example, through his prayers, that every Vaishnav who is a devotee of Krishna, we want to be a servant to. How we serve them, that may be determined by our particular role, their particular role, the particular time, place, or circumstance. These things may differentiate how we best serve. But in all cases, a devotee is only motivated by being the servant, the servant, the servant. Srila Prabhupada himself told us that you are all representatives of my Guru Maharaj. And please understand, Srila Prabhupada is speaking about each and every one of you, about each and every one of us, in all generations within ISKCON, which is Srila Prabhupada's contribution to his guru in the parampara. Srila Prabhupada saw all of us as representatives of his Guru Maharaj. In his gratitude to his Guru Maharaj, how much he personally cared for everyone. His Guru Maharaj said we should, each and every devotee should be willing to shed buckets and buckets of blood to help others, to help even one person become Krishna conscious. Srila Prabhupada took that spirit as his life and soul. And he's teaching us. He's giving us the gift of that aspiration, of that state of consciousness. Srila Prabhupada was pleased if someone sincerely offered him a little wild flower that they just picked from the ground. I've seen it. Or if someone distributed 1,000,000 books. Or if someone built a magnificent temple. Wherever Srila Prabhupada saw devotees, in a personal way, sincerely trying to assist each other to help him in this movement, Srila Prabhupada was so deeply grateful. And when Srila Prabhupada told us how we should love each other and we should cooperate with each other, that is not just a detail. That is a major proponent of Srila Prabhupada's teaching. It is inseparable from how we make spiritual advancement, how we actually take this mood and this spirit of being the servant of the servant of the servant. And the more we become a leader among any group of people, the more we're supposed to be deeply rooted in this spirit of being servant of the servant of the servant. To what extent? Trinadapi sunichena taror api sahishnuna amani namana dena kirtaniya sadahari. Srila Prabhupada gave us the holy names of Krishna, the prime benediction for all humanity. Param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. Hadarnama, Hadarnama, Hadarnama eva kevalam. The only way to awaken love of God within our hearts Srila Prabhupada, he chanted for us. He chanted with us, and he inspired us to chant with each other. And he also taught this principle. This, what Srila Prabhupada told his beloved god brother, Obiel Kapoor, it was the secret medicine that actually awakens within our heart the capacity to be completely purified and cleansed when we chant the holy names. And that's our eagerness to cooperate, our eagerness to show our gratitude, to be grateful and show our gratitude as the deciding factor of all of our choices in life. Recently, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj was taken by Srila Prabhupada, as have been over the years so many of Srila Prabhupada's most intimate, loving, dedicated disciples. Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj really took the essence of that spirit of Srila Prabhupada and made it his life and soul, and pleaded and begged with all of us to understand it, to practice it. Srila Prabhupada's Vyas Puja is a special day that we are hopeful will charge us, nourish us with a deep focus on all the reasons we have to be grateful to Srila Prabhupada and all the reasons to express our gratitude through the way we live, the way we treat each other, the way we perform our sadhana, and the way we are united to share this gift with the whole of India and with the whole of every continent all over the world. On this very holy day, I am thanking each and every one of you, because I have seen over the years so many challenges, so many inconceivable difficulties, so many reasons to fight, so many reasons to argue. They come inevitably in this age of Kali Yuga. But how prevailing over all, so many of you have sustained this very sincere, dedicated, surrendered, humble, grateful spirit that has kept our communities together. And I see Srila Prabhupada smiling upon all of you. Thank you very much. I pray that His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada's mercy and His blessings may shower upon each of you in such a way that you can taste the sweet nectar of being the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord of the gopis of Sri Vrindavan Dham, our eternal sweet home. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj, for your beautiful offering. You very wonderfully took us on a journey of Srila Prabhupada before coming to America and during his preaching in America all over the world, that how Srila Prabhupada was always very grateful and dedicated to his Guru Maharaj and the whole parampara. He also beautifully mentioned how Srila Prabhupada was single-pointed determination to continue on and on to serve his Guru Maharaj and to serve Krishna. Especially you highlighted how Srila Prabhupada uniquely gave us Srimad Bhagavatam in the English language and also made access Gaur Nitya deities all over the world and also spread the holy names of Krishna. Thank you Maharaj for having inspired all of us here in this community, for taking shelter of Srila Prabhupada. You yourself are a very wonderful, great example for all of us, of example of gratitude and dedication to Srila Prabhupada. And especially in this month of August, there are so many beautiful festivals and we all are actually missing each other's association physically. We are not able to come to temple and we are all at our own homes. But yet because you agreed to come online and give us wonderful lectures, we find that all the devotees are coming online. So many devotees. Yesterday in your Krishna Janmashtami lecture, around 1,800 devotees joined online. Look like an entire big family coming together. So thank you Maharaj for your wonderful time and energy for coming and giving us lectures on Balaram Jayanti, Shri Krishna Janmashtami yesterday and today also again for Srila Prabhupada's appearance festival. Thank you Maharaj for your wonderful time and energy.